Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video is text, there is links, there's photographs, graphics that make this video just a lot more special. By the way, we're coming up on 300 videos. Oh my gosh, if I know that it was going to be this big of a job when I started, I probably just would have stayed home. I'm just kidding. So anyway, how would you like to have instant access to a list of every single one, where you could just list the title of each one of them, and you just click on them? It'd be like an encyclopedia of hypnosis tips, tricks, and techniques. Well, you can just sign up to be a VIP member, and there's a link up there somewhere that says be a VIP. All right, gosh, we got some interesting stuff to go through today, as if that's different than usual. But first, let me tell you, Elrond. This is definitely not Elrond. Meredith is back with us for another great episode, and she brings her own perspective, her own educational values, and her own expertise in working with clients, lots and lots of clients, to the show. And I kind of let her off easy last time. I went blah, 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 talking about, that parts mediation talk that I'm giving at the NGH, which I've probably already given by the time you watch this. Anyway, enough babbling. Meredith is a great hypnotherapist. She's a definite one percenter. She used to do talk therapy. She's given it all up for something that really works fast, and that is high quality advanced hypnotherapy. How you doing there, Meredith?
I'm so good, Cal. We just got done with the NGH convention. It was so great.
Wow, I'm looking at my calendar, and you're right. Let's see. We are just 2 days after the convention as we do this.
Yes, and I'm doing a little bit of future progressing now, and I know we're charged, pumped, so happy because we went through the NGH convention.
So now, in your future, are you like sipping margaritas at the beach or what?
Actually, I am in Boston because my mom is traveling with me to the convention, and Boston's one of our favorite cities, and since the convention is just outside of Boston, we are going to go into Boston, and we are there as this is being posted, enjoying the city, walking, having some good Italian food, and doing some shopping, and then I'll be back to see clients tomorrow.
Wow, so hello to your mom.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, thanks for coming.
All right.
So I want to make sure you guys all know who Cal is. Cal Banyan is the reason we're doing these podcasts. He is somebody who decided he wanted to make this world a better place, one client at a time, one student at a time. He is the one that brought to us 5-PATH, the one-on-one process that I use with every single one of my clients, 7th-PATH self-hypnosis that we teach our clients. And, you know, he's also just brought us so many products. If you haven't checked out the Banyan Hypnosis Mall, please do. There's just so much there. But certainly, we've done a lot of these podcasts, and almost 300, as Cal said, and these are free for you. And so if you haven't watched every single one of them, definitely schedule that. Get that into your schedule so you can learn from these free podcasts. But Cal's the reason we do these, and without him, I don't know where I'd be, because I think I'd still be feeling really unfulfilled doing traditional therapy. So thank you, Cal.
Hey, I'm just here to help. You know, couple things. You know, I've done so many different training materials, and when I do, be it a video or a book or whatever, I have one goal in mind. I ask myself, what do I wish I would have had available to me when I was earlier in, you know, struggling, getting started, or trying to move to that next level in my hypnosis practice? And I got more good news. Meredith didn't know this, but we took all the stuff that is on our other websites, such as hypnosiscenter.com, banyanhypnosismall.com and stuff. We moved all those training materials over here to calbanyan.com, just so you guys didn't have to go hunting all over the place. So, there. All right, what's next?
All right, well, we were talking earlier, and we thought it might be a good idea to clear up some misperceptions about this whole James Holmes situation. The shooter in Colorado who went into a theater and broke out a gun and basically the biggest massacre in U.S. history. Apparently, approximately 12 dead as of current reports and 59 injured, something along those lines. And so we thought we'd talk a little bit about that because it's been insinuated or even directly stated that possibly James Holmes has, he did this while in a state of hypnosis. And so, Cal, we want to kind of clear that up, don't we? So what do you have to say about that? Was James Holmes in a state of hypnosis, Cal?
Well, I'll tell you what. People, whenever a nutcase comes out and does something really, really tragic and terrible like this, then there's a whole bunch of other nutcases, or at least ill-informed people. Yes, I'm speaking my mind here, and say, oh, maybe he was hypnotized. Maybe he's like the Manchurian candidate. All right. Here's the deal. And now, I realize that this is like 3 or 4 weeks after the event, and maybe things have settled down, but it makes for a good time for us to talk about hypnosis. And what is hypnosis? And what can you make people do under hypnosis or in hypnosis? Here's the deal. Hypnosis is just a heightened state of suggestibility where you can accept suggestions. And when you are in this state of heightened suggestibility, there is always a protective part of your mind working. Protective part of my mind. It's always checking to see if the stuff that's coming in matches my beliefs and how I feel about things. And here's the deal. If I was being given suggestions that I thought would be scary or harmful to myself or other people that I care about, then what happens is we would become afraid. Right there in the hypnotic state, we would become afraid and we would emerge. People cannot be made to harm themselves or to harm other people by virtue of hypnosis, unless they already had that propensity to do it anyway. In other words, you cannot make somebody quack like a duck unless they want to quack like a duck. You cannot get someone to do terrible, treacherous things unless they were somebody who already wanted to do terrible and treacherous things. And in that case, you would not need hypnosis. So, and there is no indication anywhere that hypnosis had anything to do with this. I think that where this is coming from. Now, it's been 2 or 3 weeks after that individual, James Holmes, was shown in court. And he's looking all spaced out. He's looking, kind of glazed over in his eyes and rolling his head back and forth. He looks really out of it. And there's certain people out there in the population, because of movies, TV, books, think that, oh, that means he's in hypnosis. It doesn't mean that he's in hypnosis. It just, who knows what it means? For him, it could be that he's on drugs. He could be trying to fake some kind of insanity situation. He could just be totally responding that way because of the stress he's under. I'm sure being arrested, being taken into court for murder is something that is very stressful, and people react to it in different ways. But this is no way has anything to do with hypnosis. There's no evidence of it, and even if there was evidence of it, I would doubt it very, very much, because hypnosis can't make you do anything you don't want to do. You got anything to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, well, the reports are coming out, Cal, saying that there were all kinds of plans made ahead of time. I mean, weeks ahead of time, different postings that he made online, recordings, buying the gun quite a bit in advance, going to the shooting range, and just out now they're saying that, and this will be old news by the time this posts, but they're saying that he sent his diary, his journal detailing his plans to the psychiatry department of the University of Colorado, to a particular psychiatrist. And it's been in the mail room since July 12th. And so it's been there for a little while. So clearly, we're not quite sure what his actual psychiatric or psychological diagnosis is. And as non-licensed hypnotists, we don't diagnose. But clearly, there's something more going on here, some sort of psychotic break, some sort of fugue state. A fugue state can be confused with hypnosis a lot of the time. It is kind of that glazed over state where somebody goes into a zone and they do come out not remembering what's happening. It's also sometimes called a psychotic break. They're kind of cohorts. But there's clearly a serious mental illness going on here with this particular person, and hypnosis had nothing to do with it. Hypnosis might be able to help him if it's not schizophrenia or something very extreme. It might be able to help him, but it certainly was not what was responsible for him creating this massacre. Yes?
Exactly. Some kind of psychogenic fugue. Much more likely than hypnosis.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have been thinking about those who have lost loved ones and definitely hope that everybody is healing at this point. And certainly, it's a good idea, since something like this happened, to remember that helping people to get through this kind of loss is another thing that we can do for people as hypnotists. And there are all kinds of people dealing with all kinds of trauma, not just the families of these victims. And so brushing up on how to help your clients deal with loss would be certainly a good idea. And if any of you have specific questions about how to do that, I know we've covered that in previous podcasts before, but if you have specific questions about how to help people through something traumatic like this, feel free to send them in. We'd be happy to cover them. Yeah? Anything else you want to add about that, Cal?
That's it. I'm just watching messages come in just as you're talking. And one of the things is that I'm going to talk about something that's unpopular. And this falls into the et cetera part of hypnosis, et cetera. And that is, when I was doing talk therapy and I was working at the North Dakota State Hospital, like I mentioned last podcast, I had the opportunity to work with some people who had done some really terrible things, including murder, and the list could go on. And I'm sure that their families are very upset with the individuals. But as a therapist, I had a very different point of view. These people that I worked with had been hospitalized for a significant amount of time. They truly had mental illness. And if someone truly has a mental illness and does something terrible because of the mental illness, to the point where they just don't really have any choice. This is something that that happens strictly because of the mental illness. Some kind of thought-disordered mental illness, like a form of schizophrenia. If somebody does something terrible, and there is a victim, I want to say something very unpopular. And that is, really, there's two victims. There is the victim who was hurt by whatever this mentally ill person did. And there's also the victim of the mentally ill person who has this mental illness and now spending a significant period of time, maybe the rest of his or her life, in a psychiatric ward, deprived of freedom, deprived of health, and all those kinds of things. So it will be very interesting to see how this works out. Schizophrenia, for example, late onset schizophrenia does happen in those college years quite frequently. And so let's just go ahead and see how this works out. And sometimes there's two victims. There's the victim of the shooter or whatever it is, the molester who's mentally ill, whoever it is, and then there's also the person who is suffering of the mental illness, along with his family who's suffering, and so on. What do you think, Meredith?
Yeah, I mean, rarely do we see cases like this where there was no precursor. Where the person who committed this atrocity lived a perfect, easy life. And most of the time, there is the predisposition in the mind, and then there is a trigger, if not many triggers, to kind of push that person over the edge. And it depends on what the diagnosis is, and it does certainly vary. There's certainly those who have been raised in beautiful, amazing families, never any abuse, you know, still with the biological parents, and, you know, they just have that propensity in their brain, you know, to go into schizophrenia and to have these delusions, that kind of thing. That certainly exists. But more times than not, these kinds of people have experienced a rough childhood in a variety of ways. It's very common that those that create, you know, these murderers, these sociopaths, these people who go out and kill a lot of people, the serial killers or the someone like James Holmes, you know, they've been victims of abuse physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually. Oftentimes they've been through, you know, broken homes and sometimes foster care systems. There's all kinds of a story that tends to go behind all of that. And it's absolutely true that that person needs help. That person needs support. And we have a tendency to, you know, want to hurt them and be angry at them and claim that they are the one that is the problem. And if only they would be, you know, killed via lethal injection or what have you, then it would be done. But that person absolutely needs the support. And unfortunately, these days, there isn't as much psychiatric support because of our economy and the economic breakdown and just all kinds of legalities. There isn't enough psychiatric support for those like James Holmes who really are in need. And you know, they kind of fall through the cracks and often end up homeless or doing something like James did, and then they end up in the system and start to get some of the support that they needed all along. And had they gotten it, this might not have happened. So it is a tragedy all the way around, and I do agree that there are James is one of the victims in all of this, absolutely.
If indeed he's mentally has a severe mental illness. And, you know, there's still the accounting of just pure bad decisions. I'm not diagnosing James here. I was talking mainly about when it is mental illness. There's still a possibility with this guy. He's just bad. And he's angry about something. He's as sane and mentally healthy as anyone else. And he just is a product of a series of bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, maybe based on being angry at the world or whatever. And we're kind of going out on a limb here talking about it now, because by this time video comes out, 2 or 3 weeks will have gone by, and a lot more will be known. So please don't send hate mail. We're just out there hoping to educate and put some ideas out there, especially with regard to hypnotism. I do know one thing for sure. I don't care what comes up in the next 3 weeks. Hypnosis had nothing to do with this. Shall you wrap it up there, Meredith?
Yes. Please do submit your comments, your questions. We absolutely want to hear from you. There's a feedback box, basically a way that you can leave feedback and comments and questions right down here. If you're watching this on calbanion.com, you can send me, you know, emails directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can go to our Hypnospace and post them on the Ask Cal group. You can do it on Facebook. We've got a Hypnosis Etc. page where you can post questions and feedback. We absolutely want to hear from you. We believe in community, and we're grateful for all of you out there making all of it happen, bringing more light into the world and making this world a better place. So thank you for all you do. And this is Meredith Locker signing off.
Hey, Cal Banion here. Want to see you in class? Hey, please go to on this page somewhere. There is a link that says, hey, check out facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. Like us on Facebook, and we're constantly putting little things down there, and you get the inside scoop of what's going on in the show, like when we are recording. It's one of the easiest ways also to suggest topics and stuff like that. All right, that's it. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.